was one of the shortest in recent memory, only lasting a month as the Hill officially closed for the season on Monday. But the short span didn't stop many from making their way down the slopes. Richard Wells is operations manager at Marble Mountain. I've reached him in Corner Brook. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. How did the season go?
Highs and lows. One of the most peculiar of my life. I started skiing at Marble Mountain at the young age of 2 years old. And at the end of it, I can honestly say I've never skied on such thin coverage of snow in my life. But we turned a lot of heads. I think people saw that we really put our best foot forward this year. And although we couldn't see the smiles behind the masks this year, we knew that they were there.
Yeah, and despite some of those conditions, you know, that thin layer of snow, how happy were people, though, to just get there and get on the hill?
Ecstatic. Even on day one, the vibe was different this year. It reminded me a lot more of the culture that I grew up in the old lodge, actually. So it was really cool to see. Unfortunately, you know, you need COVID to kind of kick it in to realize as to what we have in our backyard, maybe. But as I said, the culture this year really changed with the outdoor atmosphere that we created down below with the picnic tables, the tailgating, of course, in the parking lot that occurred, the outdoor atmosphere that we created with Bishop's Tavern as well. So it was really amazing to see all the families, the loyal patrons, and the new people to the sport. So all in all, we are happy despite a shortened season. We're very proud of what we put forward this year.
What were some of the pros and cons to opening for just a month?
Well, certainly the lack of snowfall there. That allowed us or didn't allow us to hit some of our terrain as long as what we would hope for. We had to close them for safety reasons in the later portion of the month. But in some of the positives, certainly the opening weekend, as I said, we saw an abundance of people. Although it might not be seen as a plus, there was a lot of lineups this year at the base area, and I think people saw how quickly the chair could blast through that big lineup as well. So definitely a lot of pros to come from a shortened season, but all in all, like I said, we're really excited and really happy.
When the Northeast Avalon was in alert level 5, people weren't supposed to travel across the province for non-essential reasons. But once the province as a whole moved to alert level 2, did you notice more people from all over the province coming to Marble to hit the slopes?
Most definitely. We implemented an online booking portal this season, so we're able to dictate actually where people were coming from. So you're right. Once the province did open up again, it was really great to see our loyal patrons from across the province, availing of our services for sure.
And Richard, what's next for Marble? How do you begin to make plans and find a way to bounce back stronger next season?
Great question. My management team and I, we're going to be having in-depth meetings this coming week here after everything is said and done. Some of our staff have got to do some takedown procedures, so we've got about a week's worth of work out on the mountain, if you will. As I said, we're going to be getting into diving into meetings and really digging the fine tooth and just making the changes needed. All of us want to succeed and constantly grow and change. So we know where we can grow better. And we're going to be on it for next year for sure.
Richard Wells, operations manager at Marble Mountain. Thanks for this.
Thanks. Have a great day.